happy birthday to Brooklyn Burke, who is turning one today, and she doesn't really know how to listen to our show, but her mom writes the Pick Me Up newsletter for us, so I'm sure that her mom will pass along the message.
Yes, she is the laughing baby that you hear at the end of every, you've heard of every, at the end of every March episode. She's one, so happy birthday, Brooklyn.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful that I don't suffer from allergies badly, knock on wood. I hope I didn't just jinx myself.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for our dogs.
Should we give a yawning warning heads up?
Oh my gosh, I cannot stop yawning.
You're going to yawn again, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm really tired.
Well, you're growing a baby.
Yeah. I'm really, really tired, so I'm sorry in advance.
I don't have any context as to whether you're yawning more. Because remember before when you were yawny, it was when you were, I noticed it was only when you were on the show.
Yeah.
But now you've been yawning before we even turned the microphones on.
I know, I'm really tired, I'm sorry.
So, that baby's already annoying. Gosh, we're going to start things off with my three random things. One, if you live in a state where weed is legal, know that cannabis stores are considered essential businesses and aren't part of mandatory shutdowns, which I think is brilliant.
Me too.
If you're a person who needs or wants that to relax, and that's how you got to chill out and work through this, I say go for it.
We do CBD in our house, like not like 24/7, but we love CBD in this house. Our dogs use CBD.
Our dog, singular.
Our dog, Sadie.
Lily, an 18-wheeler could back into the front, into the backyard, open its back door and launch fireworks. And Lily would just be excited to have company.
Yeah.
Sadie hears thunder two states away, and she's like, nobody's sleeping tonight. Especially in our house where it's all hardwood floors, all you hear is her pacing clicks.
Click, 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 click. Yep.
Poor Sadie. So we
And then Jeff takes CBD to sleep and also for anxiety.
Yeah. Are you allowed to take CBD?
I would say probably not. I'm not going to.
Got it. So that's my first thing. If you live in a state that is covered by that. Second, if you are in your house and you're not getting your fitness on, I'm going to give you no excuses. There's a guy in France who is in a community where there's a mandatory, you know, shelter lockdown. In place, mm-hmm. lockdown thing or whatever. He has a 23-foot patio outside of his apartment. He did the math and figured out how many laps he would have to run in order for that to be a marathon.
That is awesome.
And he ran. This is a runner. This is one of those people. He's run 36 marathons in his entire life. But he ran it with the help of his girlfriend, who gave him M&Ms and Coca-Cola to keep his energy up. It took him over 6 hours, though, because he could never build momentum or speed or a pace because he was always turning.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like the most miserable 6 hours of all time. I hate running. I hate everything about running, and I want to be someone that likes running, but I can't stand it. And that just sounds like my personal form of torture.
If you're one of those people who's like, well, I'm not supposed to be leaving the house, so I probably shouldn't work out right now. This guy made it happen on a 23-foot.
I mean, that's patio. Impressive. I'm not going to hate because that is impressive.
And then here's my random thing number three. If you want to up your Netflix game, there are a whole bunch of extensions available on Chrome that will make your Netflix viewing even more enjoyable. I found these when I looked
up. What does that mean? I don't understand.
You know the web browser Chrome?
Yes.
There are extensions that you can install. And then if you watch Netflix on your computer, these extensions do different things. So the one that was in the news last week was called Netflix Party.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you download that with a bunch of people and it syncs up whatever you're watching. So everybody is at the exact same place.
Got it.
And then if one person needs to pause it, it actually pauses everybody's. There's a chat column in the right side. So it allows you to watch shows, Netflix shows together. So in researching that, I found a whole bunch of extensions that will help you find shows similar to what you've already watched. If you don't like what Netflix is picking out for you, there's a couple of those. There is this one, I think is brilliant. There's one called Never Ending Netflix.
Where they don't ask you if you're still watching.
And it also skips the intros and credits. So it goes
love it
directly into the next episode. By the way, my joke about the Netflix having to delete that question at the end. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
Uh-huh.
It went crazy viral. I have gone viral twice. We haven't talked about this, but I've gone viral twice in the past 30 days. And the return has not at all been what I expected it to be.
What do you mean?
On TikTok, I posted a video where I wrote the word D-A-T-A. What word is that?
Data.
I wrote that once and I wrote it. And then I said, say this word out loud.
Data.
Then I put a new piece of paper up there and I wrote it again and said, say it out loud again.
Data.
Well, so a lot of people say data.
Data.
A lot of people say data or data.
Okay.
And then I just put like made a joke like if you said them differently, like this video or something. I can't remember what it said. That thing has been viewed, that video, over 125,000 times.
Wow.
I still don't have my 1,000 friends on TikTok yet, mm-hmm. so I can't go live. Then I made a joke on Twitter that I reposted to Instagram that was a short letter to Netflix. And it basically said, dear Netflix, can we please stop with the are you still watching question for mm-hmm. the next several weeks? Thanks, everybody. And all of these meme Instagram viral accounts picked up on it and shared it. Like millions of people saw it. And I barely got any followers.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I expected to be like, you know.
Overnight famous.
Overnight celebrity. Mm. None of that happened. So anyways, that one is called Never Ending Netflix. And I'll give Callie all of these because she writes the show notes and she'll put them in the show notes. And then there's, if you watch smart stuff, like documentaries and stuff, there's.
Did you just call say that documentaries are smart stuff?
Yeah, if you watch smart stuff. Nice. Like if you're not just, you know, binging on crap, if you're trying to smart yourself up. There's a Chrome extension called Lingvo that works with your phone and it puts the subtitles, especially for foreign films, mm-hmm. on your phone as well as on the screen. And if you don't understand a word, you touch on it and it Googles the definition.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So those are my three random things for today.
Now I have three random animal things just because they put me in a good mood. So I was like, why would we not share on a Friday? Because, you know, it's about to be the weekend. Number one, my sister contacted an animal shelter because she was worried that they would not have enough donations, enough food, enough whatever. And she called and said, how can I help? And they said, honestly, we are overwhelmed with support right now. So they did not need a thing.
She said that their closets were overflowing with food and supplies, that so many people had stepped forward to foster animals, that there weren't a ton of animals that needed fostering. And even while she was in contact with them, somebody came to pick up like an internet adoption, like found somebody on the internet or something. So y'all are good humans. Thanks for taking care of the critters.
We love the critters. The cutest thing on the internet the past week, but yesterday was like an extension of something that's been going on. So as all these like zoos and aquariums and stuff like that are shut down, I can't remember where it was, it like Chicago or something like that. Did you see the video on Instagram of the penguins walking through the zoo?
That was Georgia.
That was the Georgia aquarium?
Yeah. They let the penguins out.
I think there was another city that did it too, because I saw it more than once. Anyways, it was the cutest thing I've ever seen, because it was like,
I said that really confidently, but I'm only at like 85%. I think it was the Georgia Aquarium where they let the penguins out to
and it was really cute because the penguins like were like waddling, and then they'd like sit at the glass for the, I don't want to call it a fish tank, but the giant fish tank, whatever that's called.
Sure.
And it was so cute. And they're just like, oh, wow, somebody lives in that water. And it was just the cutest thing ever. The most innocent, pure, beautiful thing in the world. Oh, my God. So cute.
Which is kind of a mind-blowing thought that a penguin would live its entire life without ever knowing what a jellyfish is.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Because penguins live in cold water. Jellyfish, are there cold water jellyfish? I don't know that. It's something, I got time. That's some lockdown research I can do. But right now I'm going to say there's not cold water jellyfish, and penguins can go at the aquarium now and see the jellyfish and be like,
cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And then they'll tell all their penguin friends, there's these things and they're jellyfish. And the other penguin friends are going to be like, no, there's not. They're like, yes. Remember when the humans got sick and they let us out? And they'll be like, that never happened. And they'll be like, I swear Grandma Penguin got let out when the humans got sick.
That's a good story. Also, again, you're referencing that you have time on your hands.
Yes,
to me. When your schedule has not changed. I'm going to keep calling you out for that until you realize and admit how completely ridiculous that is.
Okay.
So then yesterday or the day before, sometime this week, the Humane Society posted a video that two of their puppies got to go to the Georgia Aquarium and explore the aquarium. And it is the cutest thing ever.
Again, mind-blowing, because a dog would never know that a penguin existed.
I don't think it saw penguins, did it?
Whatever it saw, a whale shark, an octopus, a river otter, whatever it sees, a dog. What if a dog saw a seal and it would be like, that's an ocean dog?
What?
That's what a seal is. A seal's basically a water dog.
Yeah, I don't know that they would put two and two together, but it's a cute thought.
Mm. I just think that's fascinating.
I wonder what Lily would do. Like, I have like weird fantasies that would be awesome to live out. And one of them is to see what would, like, I don't think Sadie would really care about the Georgia Aquarium, but how fun would that be to let Lily loose in the aquarium and watch her just kind of like notice stuff. And like when that big shark goes over ahead of you, because like at one point there's like a tunnel that's all has water above you. You really should go to the Georgia Aquarium. If you've never been and you come to Atlanta, it's really awesome. But that would be so fun to let Lily out. Just see what she would do.
I think she would just bark at everything. Honestly.
I don't think so. I think she would look at everything and just be like, huh.
Like if she got in that dolphin show?
Now, if she saw a penguin, she would bark.
I'll bet we could. This is, by the way, this is the level of social isolation we're at. We are fantasizing our dogs meeting sea creatures. That's where we're at. I think that Sadie would get scared. I was going to say, I think Sadie would touch noses with a dolphin. You know, like would sit on the edge of the tank and let the dolphin come up, but that room would be too big.
Yeah.
And there would be too many random sounds. Somebody would close a closet three floors away and Sadie would dive in the tank and try to swim towards center Earth.
Yeah.
And that would be the last we'd see of her.
Yeah. She would be gone forever.
We'd have the dolphins would have to be trained in nervous beagle rescue.
And my third cute thing is there is a new Cadbury bunny. And it's a two-legged dog, and his name is Lieutenant Dan.
I love this.
He had to have his hind paws. Well, he was born with a deformity. He had to have his tail and his back paws amputated. But he hops around, and so he acts like a bunny. And so he got chosen to be this year's Cadbury Bunny. And he is so cute.
This is a voting thing, right? Didn't you bring this?
I think it's fan voted.
I remember you brought it up last week. I can't remember if it was on the show or if it was just in conversation saying that everybody needs to go vote for this two-legged dog.
Yeah, he went viral.
And Lieutenant Dan is the greatest name for a two-legged dog.
Oh my gosh, he's so sweet. And he also won $5,000.
So are we going to see him in
the commercials,
TV commercials and stuff? Love it. I love that. And then you know what else I respect about Cadbury is I saw one of their commercials the other day, 2 days ago, maybe yesterday. And it's the same commercial I remember from like 1986.
I love it. It feels so good. It feels like home, doesn't it? Like yeah. The consistency, it's just, I love it.
They've never updated their commercials and it's a beautiful thing. Speaking of commercials, let's take 3 minutes right now and say thank you so much to our partners who are making today's and this week's episodes of The Upside possible.
Our duvet cover and our sheets have taken a massive beating over the past couple of years because, yes, we let our dogs sleep in the bed with us. So they needed some love. And we chose Brooklinen to update our bed linens. You are going to love this company. And if you don't believe me, they have over 50,000 five-star reviews and counting. The internet loves these sheets. And right now, who doesn't want to love their bed, right? You want to love your bed. You want to feel comfortable. And maybe since you're stuck inside a little more than normal, now is the perfect time for an upgrade. Get the sheets that you deserve. Get the bedding that you deserve. Spruce it up a little bit. Right now, you can get 10% off your order and free shipping when you go to brooklinen.com and enter the promo code UPSIDE at checkout. That is 10% off your first order plus free shipping when you go to brooklinen.com and enter the promo code UPSIDE. That's brooklinen.com.
Life has suddenly gotten a little more complicated. Even going to the store is an ordeal. What if I told you you could take a bunch of stuff right off your shopping list from the comfort of your own phone or computer? You can do that with ButcherBox. ButcherBox believes everyone deserves high-quality, humanely sourced meat, and they deliver it right to your door. It's a no-brainer. They've got options like 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage pork, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, plus sugar and nitrate-free bacon. And again, it comes right to your doorstep. You get the highest quality meat around for about $6 a meal. And right now, you can get a great deal. Go to butcherbox.com/upside or enter the promo code UPSIDE at checkout. You'll get 2 pounds of ground beef in every box for the life of your subscription, plus $20 off your first box. butcherbox.com/upside, promo code UPSIDE at checkout.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If you have been thinking about buying some CBD and trying it for yourself, maybe to get more sleep, maybe to reduce anxiety, there is no better time than the present. Here's the thing about CBD, okay? It's not all created equal. And the reason that we love Hemp Fusion so much is because they combine the CBD with other natural ingredients. So your body really is absorbing it in the most impactful way. So it's really, really going to work for you. Jeff and I love it. One of our favorite products is actually on their website with the pill form. And Jeff has been taking it before bed to kind of chill out a little bit. He absolutely loves it. Right now, you can use promo code UPSIDE, and that's going to get you 20% off your first order plus free shipping at hempfusion.com. That is promo code UPSIDE for 20% off your first order and free shipping at hempfusion.com.
We have got more voicemails for human resources. Is a quick reminder, all of the people that you hear in these voicemails are as follows. Children are referred to as coworkers, and pets are referred to as bosses.
So yesterday on our daily break, my boss decided to poop in the middle of our street in our subdivision while my coworkers laughed and pointed. Love the show. Keep it up and congratulations on baby dollar.
Hey guys, my boss just sat on the carpet next to my desk and spun around in a circle on her butt. Thanks and have a great day. Bye.
Hi, Callie and Jeff. I'm a teacher and I was video conferencing with my students and fellow teachers the other day, and my two bosses were playing around behind me and decided to, one of them decided to assert their dominance over the other dog boss in right behind me for all of my students and coworkers to see.
Oh my
Thanks.
Gosh.
Hope you're having a great day. Bye.
Hi, Kelly and Jeff. This is Amber. And my boss keeps getting right behind my head and snoring into the phone when I'm on a work call, in case you couldn't hear at the beginning of the message. Thanks. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Hi, Kelly and Jeff. It's Tina Indicator. And I called to let you know that my boss just went out into the backyard, peed, then got down on the ground and rolled around in it. Okay, bye.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff. It's Carla. I'm sitting here trying to work. But my coworker, who's supposed to also be working, won't stop singing and playing with the school supplies. I'm sorry, the office supplies. She's singing and not working. Hope y'all are having a great day. Congrats on the baby news. This is what you have coming.
800-434-5454. Your kids are your coworkers, your pets are your boss, and then somebody on Instagram would like us to add a category: adults who live in the house, other adults who live in the house, those are interns.
So, like, you would be my intern?
Yes, that would be spouses. That would be parents who are living with you.
Roommates.
Those are your interns. So, 800-434-5454. Your messages are taken at any time.
Ozark is out. It is officially out. I cannot wait. I'm not really sure if Jeff Dollar is going to say that we can binge watch it. I feel like he's going to say that we can't.
I think I have I think I have a binge, an idea for it.
Okay.
I think.
Pitch me.
Well, I think it's 10 episodes long, right?
Okay.
So I think tonight, Friday night, we do 3.
Okay.
Saturday night, we do 3. Then next Friday, we do 3. And then on Saturday, we do the last episode.
Okay.
Is that good with you?
Yeah. Like, do you feel like we need to have a schedule, or do you feel like we can just watch until we don't want to watch anymore?
Well, the problem with watching till we don't want to watch anymore is then we end up at like 2 a.m. We're both falling asleep during it.
Okay.
You know?
That's fair. There are people that are getting up in the middle of the night to start binging because it came out, what, at like 2 a.m.? Like, when this is released, it will be out. So I think they're releasing it at like 2 a.m. or something like that. If you've never watched Ozark, Jeff, can you give a little synopsis of why it's so addictive?
It's so fantastically written. And it's one of those shows where they find enough of a cliffhanger at the end of every episode where you're like, gosh, I just got to see how this pans out. It stars Jason Bateman. Jason Bateman and his family live at Lake of the Ozarks, but it's filmed in Georgia. So every now and again, you see something that you recognize. And it's just your
typical. He's like, they're a typical family.
Yeah, typical family who launders money for drug dealers.
Yeah, it's just really interesting. It's so well written. The actors are incredible. And I didn't think Jeff originally wanted to watch it. And I didn't think that based on the premise alone, I just thought that I would not be into it. And I absolutely love it. It is definitely worth checking out a couple of episodes. And there are some people that are binging, but then there are some people like our friend Jordan's family. They have a binge plan with their whole family and there are rules.
Dad sent out a group text that said, all right, everybody. I mean, I don't know who was on the whole group because she just screenshotted it. But at like whatever time, everybody in the family is starting the first episode of the third season of Ozark. And between every episode, Dad is allowing 5 minutes for personal business. So you can use the bathroom, get a
refill snack,
change your clothes if you want to, you know, throw some pajama pants on or whatever. But they have hard and fast rules for their,
I love it,
for their watching of Ozark as a family.
We should tell my parents what our watching schedule is so we can watch it with them and then discuss.
Oh, there you go.
Because they like Ozark too. Don't they watch Ozark?
I think so.
I think they do. I'll have to text them.
I think so. I should get my dad too on Netflix. You know, I got way back in the day when Netflix was mailing DVDs to your house. I got my parents a subscription to it and they thought it was the greatest thing because I think they would go online and they would find stuff like old episodes of the Johnny Carson show.
Right.
Or like concerts and stuff like that. And then they remember you would get like 3 DVDs in the mail and then you would mail one back, it would send you the next thing.
I never used it when it was like that.
All of those shows would be available on Netflix now, right?
I think so. I assume so.
Yeah. So I got a suggestion or a heard from a friend who's doing something that I think is brilliant. And it's related to the stress and anxiety of everything going on in the world today. She and her husband every day do a numerical check-in with each other on how they're feeling. And I'm not sure if they do it in the morning or if they do it in the night or they do whatever, but I think it would be a great morning ritual for families to do, just to see where everybody's standing is.
It's also, I think, a cool little activity for kids to kind of like, you know, we talked a while ago, I think this was like in our first month of doing shows, about how as kids, we're all kind of trained to say like, are you good or are you bad? Or you're happy or like, you know what I mean? But
there's no, you're either a 1 or a 10. There's no 2 through 9.
Right. So yeah. Learning what a 2 through 9 is like really important. And when we did that disordered eating episode, also our friend Janair was saying that they do scales in their house for like 1 through 10 scales, not physical scales.
Right.
In their house for how full are you? Like for their kids. So, hey, are you know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. Yeah. So anyways,
I think to me, it seems like a cool, cause what she was saying when we were texting, I'm like, oh, that's really neat. And she's like, yeah, because if her husband is weighing in at like a 3 or a 4, she's like, okay, I'm going to try hard to be a 7 or an 8 and try to, so it averages that out.
Yeah.
And then he does the same if she's low. And then it's also good if you're both low. Like if you're both like, man, everything in the world has just got me feeling
like we need to like go work out or we need to go take a walk or something.
Or let's cancel today and nap it away.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. Should we make that t-shirt?
What?
Cancel today, nap it away.
Maybe. There you go.
That's a great t-shirt.
That is a great t-shirt.
But I thought when she said that, I'm like, I want to share that on the show because I think that would be really, that'd be a really cool routine. And I think even you and I could do that, especially with you in your early work hours. Mm-hmm. Like my day is only a couple hours old when you're kind of at the end of your work day.
Mm-hmm.
So I could check in with you because your days are a crapshoot. Like if it's a ton of negative news, you feel overwhelmed. You're like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
If it's just a normal news day, you're like, I'm pretty good. Today was a good day. Went fast or whatever. So I don't know. Just a thought to assign a score and have a conversation.
I like it.
Yeah.
Thank you for all of your well wishes about our pregnancy. And one of the main reasons that we wanted to say it out loud very early is so we felt like we had a community supporting this baby and supporting us, because it's a scary thing for sure. And we feel the love so hard, and it is making such a difference, I think, this time versus last time, just with both of our energy. And we're both feeling more optimistic this time. But I really do think it's because we feel like we have people lifting us up and cheering us on.
Well, and it's not like a weird, big secret. You know what I mean? It's just, it is. There's a baby.
Yeah.
Here comes a baby. A couple of things that we didn't get to talk about yesterday. Your doctor, the appointment at your doctor, because, and correct any of this, Callie, if I get it wrong, but was it 2 weeks ago that you woke me up on a Thursday morning?
Yeah.
And said, oh my gosh, you just took a pregnancy test. It's positive.
Mm-hmm.
And your doctor got you into an appointment that day.
Yes.
And when you went to the doctor that day, there were like more sanitizing stations and stuff, but you said it was just a normal doctor appointment, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That was 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
This doctor appointment, which was the first ultrasound where all they're doing is, would you say it's the size of a blueberry or something?
Yeah. It's really small. They're just making sure there's development pretty much. They can't really see a whole lot.
So this first ultrasound thing that happens at 6 weeks, which happened earlier this week, that your doctor's experience was totally different.
Oh, it was so different. And my doctor's office says, I asked them, I'm like, how many patients are you guys seeing? And they pretty much, other than pregnancies and emergencies, they've canceled all of their appointments. So,
and I didn't even go in to the medical, it was the women's center. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't even go into the building. I dropped Callie off and then went to a parking lot. And this is such a dad thing to do. I didn't want to pay the $4 to park in the medical center parking deck when I wasn't getting out of the car. So, you know, I drove down the block.
I assumed that, yeah.
And I parked in the parking lot of like a Moe's down the street or wherever I was. Cause I'm like, I'm not going to pay $4. I don't have to park. I'm not leaving the car. What? No. So I drove down the street and they give you.
Well, I didn't even tell you this. So when you walk into the building, and it's not connected to a hospital, but it is a medical center. They had signs on the elevator that said, please do not get in the elevator if there's more than two people already in it.
Wow.
Like, stay out. And I wore gloves. And then I got to my doctor's appointment. I checked in, like, wearing gloves. They took my temperature. They wrote my temperature on a post-it and had me give it to the tech doing my ultrasound. And there was no one else there. I was literally the only one there. And it was crazy. It was so...
Did you even sit in the waiting room?
I did.
Okay.
For like 5 minutes.
Was that so? Because I've been to that hospital or that medical center before with you. And that waiting room probably holds easily 3 dozen people.
Yeah.
And you're the only one there.
Only one there.
Crazy.
It was really weird. You know what I have realized? And I was talking about this on Instagram stories yesterday. Like, I have totally, there's so many things out of the situation that I will never take for granted again. And one of them is the really tiny human interaction that we get every day that I didn't realize how much I get from and how much we all do until it was gone.
Oh, I saw this.
And I don't even mean interacting with people, seeing my best friends, like whatever. I'm saying take it down to the basic level. Like, it is weird to walk in a room where you normally see other people living their life and for there to be no one around. And it's weird to like walk down the hallway at work and not see another person. And I had no clue how much those tiny interactions with people that I don't know, even like the eye contact or scanning a room and just seeing other signs of life. I had no idea how much that impacts our daily life. And I'll never take it for granted ever again.
You know, what's funny is you posted about that on Instagram a couple days ago. And I had this thought. My last few months at the radio station, the station was moving its facility from into the heart of Midtown. So there was a time where the only people in the radio station were the people who were on the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is so, it was so bizarre to me.
It kind of sucked the energy from
totally
you.
Totally sucked the energy, because I would walk out of the studio and there was not another soul to be found the entirety of my time working there. And I remember thinking at that time, like, yes, I'm an introvert. Yes, I...
Like, you wouldn't be having 30-minute conversations with everyone that's there, but just the simple, tiny thing of just seeing other people in your day.
Yes.
And then not having that is so bizarre.
I remember when there were people there, there was a guy named Levi who worked in the sales department, and his desk was right on the corner. And I would always just wander by and be like, hey, what's up? Like, hey, you know, like, he used to get tattoos. So I'd be like, hey, did you get a new tattoo? Nothing vital, nothing whatever. And every conversation was like 2 or 3 minutes long, and you don't notice it until they're not there anymore. And I'm like, huh.
But it is such a massive void. It's shocking how massive of a void that is. Because the truth is, I mean, when I go to work at 2:30 in the morning. I usually, in a given day, interact with 10 people or less, because there's not a whole lot of people.
Sure.
On, you know, in the studio when we're working. And this week, because they pared down, it's just me and Robin in the studio. I saw 3 other human beings. Like, I saw two security guards, someone that works in tech, and then I was with Robin and I saw Jen in passing. But it was like, so I usually don't see a whole lot of people, but now I'm seeing virtually no people. I wonder if everyone is like that, and you saying that it impacts you, because I thought it was me because I'm more social, but it's very, so much of our energy comes from our interactions with other people. And I think it's important to remember that, because when we go out into the world, whenever that may be, be armed with the knowledge about how much we all impact each other.
Right.
So the energy that you give off to other people, you notice it, and you know how much now your energy is impacting other people.
And the tiny little physical interactions that are so noticeably absent now, like when you mentioned the security guards, like, I was just thinking, like, if you wanted to high five one of your security guards while you were walking by them, you couldn't right now.
Right.
And there was a person when I worked at the radio station, there was a security guard who worked downstairs, and every now and again, they would be walking out of the building while I was walking in, and we would always fist bump.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even tell you what his name is, but I would be like, hey, what's up? And one time he put his fist out and I'm like, oh, that's cool. And every time I saw him, fist bump. And I'm like, that would be so sad if I still saw him and couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, back to the pregnancy thing. I do want to give you something that might be really, really exciting for you, like a pregnancy perk that you might not even realize.
What's that?
Somebody messaged me after I shared what the allergy score was. Mm-hmm. Somebody messaged me and said, I don't want to get Callie's hopes up,
but somebody sent me the same message.
When I got pregnant, my allergies disappeared during my pregnancy.
Well, I would like to say that is true, but so far, yesterday was a terrible pollen day, and I had to come home and take out my contacts because they were so, it was like sandpaper.
Sucks.
So anyways, but you know what's funny about my allergies? I haven't had them my whole life. I've lived in Atlanta my entire life, and I've never had seasonal allergies before like 8 years ago. Weirdest thing ever.
Anything else happened 8 years ago?
I met you.
You're allergic to me.
Maybe I am.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
Our friend Chrissy dropped off in our mailbox a properly socially distanced piece of cake, and it was delicious.
It was delicious.
But it was my breaking point.
Breaking point with...
you and I shared that cake, and after that, I was like, I need a break from junk food.
I will believe it when I see it, Jeff Dollar.
It might not last forever, but it's definitely going to last a few days. Like, honestly, after I finished that cake, my thought was, I would really like salad for dinner. Like, I just want like a really clean salad with some like chicken or steak sliced on top of it. Like,
I bet when we check on Monday, that will be over.
It could be, but for 24 hours, I'm at the breaking point. I'm full. I don't have any more capacity for junk. So you win, quarantine.
Y'all, of all the episodes you have done, I've never connected more as to when you labeled Jeff as a bandwagoner. My husband is 1,000% the worst bandwagon person ever. We'll watch Moonshiners on TV. All of a sudden, he wants to be a moonshiner. We'll watch all the different things, all the things that come across on Facebook. You're like, oh, I can do that. I want to be this. We have invested so much of our time and energy into all of his ideas. It ends up being an epic laugh session, but enjoy the ride.
People have asked me, when is the right time to start therapy? And my answer is always the same. If you're thinking about it, the time is right now. You can connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment, your own home, within 24 hours using our friends at BetterHelp. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, not being able to sleep, anger, grief, depression, the stress of everything going on in the world, the folks at BetterHelp want to help you. And know this, everything you share is confidential. They make you answer a few quick questions when you get started, so the therapist they pair you with is a good match. And if it's not, they'll swap you out for somebody new. And they've got financial aid available if you qualify. Go to BetterHelp.com/upside. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/upside for 10% off your first month of counseling and therapy with BetterHelp.
It is time to clean out that bra drawer that has been overflowing for years and replace your old bras with Third Love. Third Love has a fit binder quiz when you go on their website to help you find your perfect fitting bra. So when you go on there, they will ship it right to your house, right? You can wear your bra for 60 days, wash it, live in it, and then return it if you don't absolutely love it. And they're going to give it to a woman in need. Right now, you can go to thirdlove.com/upside and get 15% off your first purchase. Again, that's thirdlove.com/upside for 15% off your first purchase.
Hi guys. So definitely Callie is actually right. The banana tastes different when it's cut because there's more of the space that's oxidized and it'll bring out the sweetness. So she's actually not exaggerating right there. Not quite sure about taste in the sandwich. I guess it depends on what kind of sandwich it is, but I'm with you, girl. I don't really like bananas, but I have never eaten ribs off a bone. I don't eat corn cobs off the cob. I have always cut it. I don't like wet stuff on my face. And watermelon, same thing. I cut it or eat it with a spoon. So you do you, boo-boo. Love you guys. Congrats. Bye.
Callie and Jeff, this is Melissa Black, and I'm just calling to tell you that I am so happy to hear that your parents, right this minute, there's a baby dollar in there growing in this deeply troubling, hard time. There is a beautiful shining light of a baby dollar that is there now for you and for Callie and for the world. And that was just the best news I could have seen ever. So thank y'all, and praying for you, loving you to all three, and just celebrating this special news, and just holy moly, what great news. Y'all take care. Bye.
Hey, hey, it's Martha. So I was driving home from work today because I'm like one of the last ones to still be working. And a thought crossed my mind as a new pothole has arrived on my commute home. I was like, man, during this whole shutdown of, you know, all of us being trapped in our homes, it would be a great thing if we could get all the potholes to be filled. And then once we come off of the shutdown and we all go back to our normal lives, what a great upside would it be to have all of our roads fixed. No more potholes. So I'm putting it out there. All right, love you guys. Bye.
Congratulations on the pregnancy. I just heard that Callie's due date was November 18th, and my due date back in 2014 was November 18th as well. And my daughter decided to show up 11 days late. So it may not be in your birthday week, Jess. So you can be excited about that. But November babies are the best. Congratulations again. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jess. My name is Kennedy from Georgia. I know that Callie's pregnant, and I really want to know if it's a girl or a boy. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, y'all. So, Jeff, yes, that Tiger King show actually was a podcast called Joe Exotic. And oh my gosh, it is such a train wreck. I have no idea if the show is like the podcast that follows everything, but wow, complete dumpster fire, train wreck. You cannot look away. Should be totally interesting. We've only watched one episode, but yeah, it's crazy. Y'all have a great day. Bye.
Callie and Jeff, Jeff and Callie. Oh my gosh, I just read Callie's Instagram and I'm over here crying. I don't even know you guys in real life, but I feel like I do. And I'm just so excited and so happy for you. I left a comment and I was like, that's not good enough. I got to call and tell them in person. And this is as close as it's going to come. So I just, here you go. I'm so excited for you both. Prayers, love, congratulations. We are all here for you. It's such an exciting time. Congratulations, both of you. Love you so much. Bye.
Did you poop your pants? Wow, what's so funny? Is it funny that you pooped your pants?
Love you guys and hope you guys have a great day. Bye.